Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the opportunity we have now to just share your word. And that's because we have life. We give you glory and honor. We ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us. Cause next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Well, God has brought us to the last day of the month of April, and this will be, as it were, the last day of the healing campaign for this quarter. According to the instructions of God for us, we would have healing campaign one quarter, you know, one month in every quarter. We'll talk about our healing and our health. You know, we just maintain that, because one of the things I didn't get to say while doing this teaching, of course I couldn't have said everything, is the fact that maintaining your health is also a value for your destiny. Maintaining your health is a value for your calling, is a value for your ministry, because you can't do ministry without this body. You can't do ministry without this body. There's only so much you can do if you are sick. I mean, you really can't do much if you are sick. So God wants you well, because there is a kingdom to spread. The purpose for health is the same purpose for prosperity. You know, the Bible says, I'm the Lord that gives you power to get wealth, that I might establish my kingdom. So he has the kingdom in mind when he's giving you prosperity, and he has the kingdom in mind when he's getting you to enjoy divine health. All right. So while this will, you know, we will pause for a while and go on to some other things and just teach the word of God. One of the things I want you to know is that you cannot live without the word and live in health. The word of God is the healer. So constantly put the word of God in your heart concerning health. Make time for the word of God. You know, make time to be in fellowship with scripture. Make time to attend a local church. We will not understand the value of a local church, you know, until we begin to study the troubles that people go through in life. Please be a part of a local church. All right, don't stay aloof. You know, no, don't stay aloof. Be part of a local church. Serve in a local church. All right, it's important. And one of the things that we are concluding upon, all right, which is just supposed to stir up a hunger in you to go back and begin to look into scripture, is this: there is no sickness that is normal. There is no sickness that is normal. You see, one of the things that we have seen from God's word is the illegitimacy of sickness and disease. Sickness will always, and under all conditions, be illegitimate. Sickness will always be, and under all conditions, be illegitimate. And I understand how that you can kind of just open the door, you know, for sickness and disease by wrongdoing and so on and so forth. But let me tell you something. Except redemption expires, sickness will never be legal. It is at the expiry of redemption, which is never going to happen. It's never going to happen that sickness now becomes illegal. There's never going to be a sickness too big to be driven out. You can bring it upon yourself, yes, but it can be driven out. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 30 that the thief can be caught. The thief can be caught. So one of the things that we have done is to expose, you know, your legal right to be healed. You have a right in redemption to be healed. What Jesus has done was not child's play. So you should always be focused on the sacrifice of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Until those stripes can be reversed, there is no way your healing can be reversed. You have been healed permanently. Put your faith in what Jesus has done. All right. Be have respect for God's word the same way you have respect for doctor's prescription, and see if God's word will not heal you. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God made the effort to bring a word of faith and hope.